Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's such a delight to be here. I'm hoping that all is well with you and that you are being productive and that you have joy in your heart. You know, I say it all the time. You may not be happy all the time, because we know happiness comes and goes. But hopefully you have joy in your heart. And whether it's raining, sleeting, snowing, whether the world is turned upside down, I hope you have joy. Something that no one can take away from you. I hope that you have joy. Well, welcome. It's always a delight to have you. And I say it all the time, especially to my faithful listeners. I just love you so much. You are the best, the ones who have been with me since day one. Wow. And those of you who have been with me for a long time on this journey, thank you. I extend virtual hugs to all of you. And to my new listeners, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully, there's something about the show that you will find beneficial today. We do our best to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. You're probably wondering what that means. Well, we just try to bring programming that enlightens, informs, entertains as it relates to starting a business, business development, succession planning, franchising. We talk about a lot of things on this show. We talk about marketing. We talk about leadership development. We also talk about relationships on this show because I do believe that we are relational. We should know how to get along with people. I mean, we're surrounded by people all the time. Well, most instances, even if you're by yourself, sometimes you have to get on the phone and talk to people. If you go out to eat, you have to talk to people, place your order. We are relational. And getting along with people is imperative. If you want to be successful, if you want to have a successful business. So we talk about those things. And today I am going to be talking about another topic that I think is huge, especially today in light of all the things that are happening in the world, not just our city or our state, not just our country, but all over the world. And we're going to talk about that today, and I hope that you are being positive as you can be. I really, really do. And I am going to share with you not only the topic, but I'm going to share also the word for the day. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what we're talking about today right here. This is Sharon, and once again, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me, because you could be doing anything else. You really, really could be. But you're here with me. And I'm so thankful and appreciative to that. So when we come back, I will share with you the topic for our show today. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Hi, this is Sharon. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show, and I'm just so delighted that you are here. And today we're going to be talking about reinventing yourself. Reinventing yourself. And I know you're probably wondering, what exactly does that mean? Well, you know, we have a lot of things that are going on in our world, in our country, in our environment, and people are nervous. They're afraid. People may not be able to go into work. In fact, most people maybe working from home. Some have lost jobs. Some are trying to figure out what they're going to do next. Others just aren't sure what they're doing. So I am going to be talking about today reinventing yourself. But before I get into that, I want to share with you the word of the day. The word of the day. And that word is encouraging. Encouraging. And, you know, I chose that word because there are so many people, including yourself, including me, that may need encouraging from time to time. You see people in the streets, at stores, at work, in your communities of faith who look very strong and and they look like they have everything together. But the truth is, you never know what someone is going through. This week, this past week, I was so saddened to hear someone share with me that a young mother took her life. We don't know. I don't know the reason why. But she was very young, the mother of two, and my heart really broke. And I just want to suggest that if you know people, whether you think they're doing well or not, encourage them. And what does encouraging mean? What does it mean to encourage? Encouragement means giving someone support or confidence. Giving them a positive word or helping them to see that there's hope for that moment, hope for the future, and that they are successful. They can have a promising, a brilliant future. Encouraging. It means to inspire or even cheer somebody, to comfort somebody, console someone, reassure them. You can even be an advocate for someone, which can be so positive and encouraging. And you may be wondering, well, or thinking, you don't know how to do that. You don't know how to encourage someone and inspire someone. Well, let me give you just a couple things that you may want to consider, especially during these times. You can pick up the phone and call someone. That means you have plenty of social distancing on the telephone. You can pick up the phone, call someone. You can send a text message just saying, I'm thinking about you. Just wanted to encourage you today, let you know someone is thinking of you. That is so powerful and it's so beautiful, especially if someone's going through and they're not sure what to do. You can send a note in the mail. Leave a note on someone's car. You can leave it in their door. Or you can send a postcard. You can send it either through the mail or you can send it virtually through someone's email. There are so many things that you can do to encourage someone. So the word for today, encouraging. Maybe make it your mission today to reach out to someone and just encourage them. Let them know everything's going to be all right. And you never know, you may be influential in saving someone's day, saving someone's life, making somebody's day. You may be just the one. What you do may be just the thing that they need to make it through the day. Encouraging. Encourage somebody.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a delight to have you with me. And today, we are talking about reinventing yourself. I just shared with you the word of the day, encouraging, and I'm hoping that you are going to do your best to encourage somebody today or encourage somebody this week. And don't just make it a today or this week. Do it all the time. Make it a point to encourage someone all the time, and you never know. That encouragement may come right back to you. Well, today we're talking about reinventing yourself. And why am I talking about that today? I'm talking about that today because we are living right now in a time of crazy flux. Things are just happening unexpectedly. People are losing their jobs. People are out of work. We are going through a time, some call it a crisis, a pandemic, and people are wondering what to do. In fact, a lot of people are really scared. They are afraid. I spoke with a young lady, and she was sharing with me that she was very anxious because she didn't want to get sick. She's very concerned about getting sick. And we've talked about that for quite a while. And she finally shared with me the real reason why she felt that way. We talked, I asked her quite a few questions. And she said to me, "I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid of dying." Oh, I was so, one, crushed, but also thankful that she was willing to share that with me. And I shared some words with her, some things with her to think about, to process about. She didn't want to leave her family, and she didn't want to leave them in a situation, of course, of sadness. And so we talked about that. And a lot of people are afraid of getting sick. They're afraid of dying from the germs, the diseases. And I just want to share this with you, especially to those who are among the community of faith. Those of you who believe in a higher power, to believe in God, believe in Jesus Christ, I want to share with you, always remember, and again, this is for people who believe, for those who are part of communities of faith. This isn't for everybody. But for those of you who believe in God, in the creator of heaven and earth, if you have accepted him into your life and you have given him charge of your life, he is obligated to do that, take care of you. But always remember, you have a purpose. You have skills that you uniquely can use. And you have a purpose, and you will not leave here. If you've turned your life over to him, you will not leave here until your purpose is fulfilled. And if you believe that there is a better place, a better life after this life, after living here on this earth, if you believe that there is a better tomorrow where you will live forever and ever, if you close your eyes and you rest in Jesus, oh my goodness, when you wake up, you will be ushered into eternity. So just because you believe in God does not mean that you will not suffer, that you will not perhaps have pain, that you may not contract a disease, contract an illness, or that your loved ones won't be affected. It does not mean that. But what it does mean is, even though it hurts, it may drive you to a place of wanting to be alone, you are never by yourself. Your life has a purpose. You can get through it, because if you're a believer and you believe in the Bible, it says that he will not put any more on you than you can bear, and that he is there always. And when it's all over, said and done, you ushered into a beautiful life where you'll never be sick again. You will be ushered into eternity. I just felt the need to say that to those of you who may be believers and maybe you're afraid. God has not given you the spirit of fear. He has not given you that. He hasn't. But he's giving you the spirit of love and power and the courage to resist the tempter's snare. So be encouraged and know that you can get through this and that you are okay. This is Sharon. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and on our last break, before our break, I was just sharing with the community of faith to not be afraid. You have a purpose. God has a plan for your life. And I said that we were talking about reinventing yourself, and the reason that I'm talking about that topic today is because there are many people, you may be one of them, finding yourself in a place where maybe you don't have a job and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do now that businesses have closed and people have been encouraged to work from home and you have no idea what you're going to do. I'm going to encourage you to take the advice, my advice, but not only my advice, but the advice of others who have been in a situation where they had no idea what they were going to do. Maybe you've lost your job, you've lost income, maybe you are completely broke. Not just financially, but you are broken and you don't know what to do. Well, I'm going to encourage you to do a few things to reinvent yourself. And these are some things that I had to do. I didn't want to do it, but I had to do it. And I was fortunate in that when I went through a very trying time in my life, I had someone that held me accountable to being the best that I could be. So the first thing I'm going to encourage you to do, and this may be the hardest thing for you to do, but if there is someone in your life that you look up to, if there's someone in your life that you can talk to about anything, pick up the phone, call them, and let them know you need them to hold you accountable. In my situation, I didn't have to pick up the phone. Someone called me. And in fact, it was my brother. He felt impressed to call me one day. And he and I talk. We talk on a regular basis. He and I are very close. I love him dearly. But for some reason, this particular day and the time of day that it was, he felt impressed to call me. And the exact day that he called me, I was really not in a good place. And he did something that helped me, saved me. He held me accountable. He talked to me, but then he gave me assignments to do, things that he wanted me to do. And because I looked up to him so and I didn't want to disappoint him, I did those things. So I'm encouraging you to find yourself someone that will hold you accountable. And every day, he gave me these assignments to do, every day. And I didn't want to disappoint him, and I did them. And after a few weeks, I had gotten up, done what I needed to do, started a business. Not only did I start a business, but it was a successful business. Just from someone encouraging me. You remember the word for the day? Encouragement, encouraging. Just because someone did that for me, And the truth is, I, through my life, have tried to encourage so many people. And remember I said that you never know, it may come back to you. It came back to me. And to this day, I am forever grateful for him thinking of me, loving me enough to do that. In fact, I've shared that with him on a couple occasions, how thankful I am for that. So I'm encouraging you, find someone to hold you accountable. The next thing that you need to do, and when I say reinvent yourself, and you may be wondering, what does that mean? It just means transforming yourself from who you are, where you are right now, to where you want to be. It's going to be very difficult to transform yourself if, one, you don't sit down and take inventory of where you are today. And we have plenty of time to do that, plenty of time. And if you are worried where your money is going to come from, where your rent is going to come from, trust me, all of that is going to do what it's going to do. But what you can do right now is make a decision to change some things about your life. One of the things I'm going to encourage you to do, and it's something that I had to do, I did it. I'm glad to this day that I did. If you're trying to transform yourself or your life, take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, and a line across. On one side, put what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. What are their skills? What are things that you're really good at? This is part of the process of reinventing yourself. And when you do some of these things or all of these things, you may find that the life you create for yourself may be much better than the one you came from. That's what I found out with my life. Sometimes things come. Sometimes things happen to you because it's putting you on a path to have and start a better life, better situation. And I must admit, practically every situation that I saw as a challenge or that was challenging or that I thought was hard and a trial for me made me better, made me a better, stronger person, helped to make me who I am today. So get someone to hold you accountable. Make a list of all your skills, the things that you're good at, the things that you're not good at. And when you take a look at those skills, and I'm going to say these things really quickly, and I'm going to just start with these three. One, have someone hold you accountable. Two, make a list of your skills, the things you're good at, what your weaknesses are. And I'm going to share with you, once I finish with this list of three, why that's important. Three, find yourself a place to sit down in quiet and dream. What is the vision that you have for yourself? This is a perfect time for you to start doing this. If you could do anything in life, when you wake up, what would it be? If money was not an object, if money wasn't the issue, if money and paying your bills was not the issue, what would you want to be doing every day? What would you want to do with your life, as far as a career, as far as your life purpose? What would you want to do? One of the things that we do sometimes, we forget to dream. We get caught in a rut. We get stuck. It's like we're on this wheel that's going round and round and round, and you're not making any progress, or like you're stuck. And the money, you don't make progress. One of the reasons is because we stop dreaming. Take some time in the quietness and solitude of the day. And just start thinking about, what is it that I would want to do? Now, I mentioned to you the list, jotting down what skills you have, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses. I did that. I did it. But not only did I do that, because I wanted to get a snapshot on paper as to who I was in that moment. So I did. I listed all the things I thought I was good at, all my strengths, and I listed my weaknesses. Then I called the ones who I knew wouldn't lie to me. I called people that I could trust, and I said, what do you think my strengths are? What do you think I'm good at?
Oh, and they were honest. And I said, what do you think some of my weaknesses are? What are some things that I need to improve on? And boy, were they honest. And when you ask someone to do that, don't get offended. Trust me, it will help you. And to this day, I'm appreciative of their honesty with me. People who you know love you and care about you, find out what they think your strengths and weaknesses are. Once you have done that and you take a look at that list, of course, focus on the things that you need to improve, but also focus on the things that you're good at. You know, people sometimes fail to assess and reassess their natural environment and assessing themselves. But when you take a look at that list, you may find, oh, I'm good at typing, or I'm good at taking pictures. You may find that you're good at cooking. You may find that you're good at cleaning. You may find that those are some skills that you have, that you're good at interpreting things, that you're good at coaching people. You may also find some of your character strengths are you're persistent, you're loyal. You may find that you are the type of person who will hang in there, that you are resilient. Those are some of the things that can help direct you to what your purpose is in life. Now, if you have tools in your home, or if you have a lawnmower, if you have a stove, if you have a computer, there's no reason for you not to be able to find something to do, and hopefully something that you can get paid for. This is the time to start assessing and reinventing yourself. It's exactly what I did. It's what I did. Some time ago, I was working for a company. Ooh, and I was working hard, too. And I didn't know that they were having some financial struggles. I didn't know that. I really didn't. And one day I went in, and they were no longer there. They were just gone. When I say gone, gone. I had a key to the place because I was part of the managerial team. Not the managerial team, but I was part of one of the managers. I was a manager there. And the ones who owned the company, the ones, we didn't see them every day. In fact, we very seldom saw the owners. But to our surprise, they were gone. They had just gone. And so not only had they gone, but they left owing people a lot of money. They owed me a lot of money. They really did. And so I didn't take that very well. Because that had never, ever, ever happened to me before, and ever. But what I ended up having to do was reinvent myself. I had to take a look at what skills do I have? How can I use those skills to take care of myself? And when I had gone through this situation, there were things just started happening. Of course, I had a mortgage. I had, you know, things that I had to take care of. And so I spiraled into not a good place. And this is along the time I received that call from someone who loved me so much, my brother. And as a result of that, as a result of that situation, I started another business. I started my own. I started my own business. I sure did. Not only did I start my own business, but I prayed about that thing. It was a skill that I had. I had to look at what are my skills. And I said, you know what? I can do that. And I did it, and people wanted those services. So I'm sharing with you, you can reinvent yourself. Do those three things I suggested. Find someone who will hold you accountable. Make a list of your skills. Make a list of your characteristics that are positive. Make a list of things that you need to improve on. And also sit down and write a vision and mission for yourself and goals, your vision. The big picture of who you want to be, what do you want to do in your life, and how are you going to accomplish doing that? I'm encouraging you to do that today. And a few other things I just want to encourage you to do. Sometimes being healthy can give you a positive mental mindset. You may need to change your diet. If you're eating a lot of sugar and if you're not eating foods that are healthy for you, that can have an impact on the way you think and the way you feel. If there's clutter all around you, if your house is junky, if your room is junky, if you have stuff everywhere, start cleaning up your physical space, because sometimes clutter can clutter your mind. It can keep you from being productive. And also, if there are things in your life, emotional things that are keeping you from moving forward, those are some things that you may need to visit as well. Removing emotional clutter. And sometimes the first step to removing emotional clutter is forgiving people. Oh, my goodness. That's probably one of the hardest things to do, is forgiving somebody. But sometimes that could be one of the first steps to your healing, but not only your healing, but you becoming a better person. Listen, my dad used to tell me years ago, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do that today. In reinventing yourself and changing your life, surround yourself by positive people, not negative people. Surround yourself by positive people who are smarter than you are if you want to be successful. And do the things we talked about today, and you may find yourself on the road to a better you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I love you. This is Sharon.